because we're having more bitachon now. Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam. It's a very long perek. Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Chaf Tes, Chapter 21, Law 29. We've got a couple more halachas to deal with, medicines, and then I found a very nice little booklet. Very nice little booklet put out by Rabbi Simon from the Kol Avreichim in Lawrence.
Really?
Yeah, it's a small little pamphlet dealing with medications. Medical care on Shabbos.
Oh,
so it's a two or three pages dealing with medications. And it has Rabbi Miller's Haskama. Mm-hmm. His approbation. So I don't know what year they put it out. It's been sitting in my bookcase for a while.
The local Rabbi Miller?
Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Miller. Okay, anyway, so between that, we should get most of the halachas done. Okay, we are on, again, as we said, Halacha Chaf Tes 29, dealing with more issues of healing oneself in typical or not typical ways of taking care of oneself. Chaf Tes, Ein Rochat Sim B'mayim Shemeshal Shalin. You cannot bathe in water that causes you to be a diuretic.
Diarrhea.
That would cause diarrhea.
No, that's diuretic. Oh,
we went through that once already.
Yes.
Even I know the difference.
The rabbi doesn't have to be an expert in this.
So that's not diarrhea.
Well, that no. The other.
Well, why they call it the same words? It's the same shoresh.
Same shoresh. The weakness of English.
Okay.
Rabbi, listen. The president now is a gastroenterologist. You have to get it right. It's a laxative.
Okay. Well, you don't bathe in a water that causes diarrhea. That's what I thought it meant.
Okay, that's okay. Good.
Velo betit shetovimbo, and not in a mud that you sink in. And this means quicksand. You don't go quicksand on Shabbos, and for that matter, don't go a whole year long into quicksand. All right, it's the Gemara.
Sometimes the Gemara is like
the
quicksand.
Mishnah over here said, you know, uses a word, and there's two interpretations to it. So the Rambam gives you both interpretations. Also, velo b'mei mishra habu'ushim. Don't wash yourself in foul-smelling water in which flax was soaking in. That would make the water quite foul-smelling. Okay? Velo b'yam sedom, and not in the waters of Sodom, which is another word for the Dead Sea. You don't go to the Dead Sea. Velo b'mayim haroim shebayam hagadol, and not in the bad waters of the Mediterranean Sea. In other words, there's certain edge parts of the Mediterranean Sea that have bad water, and there's other more pleasant waters in the Mediterranean. So what does he mean by bad water? Foul water. I guess there's certain areas where the algae or the sewage, whatever, all picks up, and it's pretty foul smelling. So any of those areas, why? An interesting reason the Rambam says. Rashi will give another reason. It says, according to the Rambam, has nothing to do with medicinal things. It's very simple. Because they cause you pain. Because of, and we know it says, v'karasa l'shabbos oinig. You have to call the Shabbos a delight. Mm-hmm. You cannot do things that are painful on Shabbos. That's interesting. So that means going to the Dead Sea is painful, you see. See, because you see how the world is crazy. They tell you, just sit there with a newspaper and we'll take a picture and it's fun. Truth is, I never found it fun. The two times I went, I didn't go. You know, I go, you know, you gotta go, everybody goes, you go, right? And I really didn't like it. It's slimy, it's, and if you get some in your eyes, it's so painful. It's like, ugh, I hated it. Get a little in your lips.
I never went in.
But,
I don't think it's for you, Rabbi.
So, you don't do this on Shabbos, because it's really not a pleasant, look at all these things. Go soak in foul smelling water, go into quicksand. Not really good things. You know, water that makes you have diarrhea. All these things. That's not going to make your Shabbos very pleasant.
Probably not.
So according to the Rambam, it's all based on pleasantness. Rashi says, no, that these things only, the only way a sane person would do it would be for some medicinal purposes. Oh, you're going to the Dead Sea because you've got skin disorders or things like that. Okay, I understand you're willing to take the pain of going in the Dead Sea because it will help your skin disorder or
Do that then?
No, because then that's medicinal purposes on Shabbos. So according to Rashi, it's usher because of that. According to Rambam, it's usher because it's not a pleasurable thing.
Right.
And you have to only do pleasurable things on Shabbos. Maybe that's why a lot of people don't want to go on Shabbos.
Yeah, it's painful. You're
maybe they find it too painful. That's really the truth is you're only allowed to do Chazara on Shabbos.
That's right. That's the key
real
thing.
Key is only to review on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Because
and Hanukkah.
Because learning new things is painful. Stressful. Wasn't it a little stressful with learning the Gemara there? It was stressful. So on Shabbos, just review it once you got it. Well, that's the one part that's hard.
But could you do the opposite? Could you say, okay, it's a delight. So it's a delight to go into clean water and it's not medicinal.
Well, it isn't. I guess the clean water is not medicinal.
No, so it's not medicinal. It's clean water.
So then there's other problems.
We'll catch on something else.
Then there's...
Okay?
It's not that he's swimming. He's just washing.
I know.
Just put a little water on from the Mediterranean. Maybe you could do that. It's not swimming in the Mediterranean. It's rochet seems. Let's say you're washing your feet. Okay, you're going to the Mediterranean, it's a hot day, you want to put your feet in the water a little bit and wash the feet a little bit. Maybe I'll wash my hands a little bit. You know, we're not talking about swimming. So there would be nothing technically wrong with that in the clean waters of the Mediterranean. You could do that on Shabbos.
Or the cottage by the lake.
Same thing. It would seem to be okay. Okay, now.
You got to call your boy in there, surely.
Lafikach, therefore, im lo nishtah bahem, if you don't stay there very long, Ela olamiyad, you come out right away, even in these foul-smelling ones. Even though he's got some, shchin, boils on his scalp, meaning, in other words, you go in the water for a moment, and that will help. Mutar, you're allowed to do it even in the foul-smelling areas, because it would appear, because you could do that also for, let's say, cooling off. In other words, if you're going to stay by the water and stay for a long time and you're washing yourself and you're keeping your feet in the water and you're there for a long time, then either it's medicinal or it is painful. But if you're just, splashing through for a minute, right? So then people think you're just cooling off.
And others would do that also.
And others would cool off even in foul-smelling water. I guess the coolness overrides the foul-smellingness. Okay, so that's that halacha. Lamed. Ein misgordin bimigredes. What if a person wants to scrape some skin off of his back? I guess they had some excess skin. I don't know what it is, but it says he can't scrape with a migredes, with a scraper. And there it's talking about a specific scraper that was meant to scrape off your back, when you're in the bathhouse.
Oh, so it could be a loofah sponge. It could be like a loofah sponge. You know, that they have this sort of stone, and they take off the...
Well, it says utensil used for that purpose. Okay.
It could be a loofah. It scrapes dead skin.
Dead skin. Okay, so that's what he's talking about. So you can't do that. All right? And we'll see in a minute why. V'imhoi yodav meluchlachas b'tsoy obetit. Well, he's not going to tell us why. One second. No, it looks like a weekday activity.
Okay, there you go.
There's certain things we prohibit because it's medicinal, and sometimes it looks very weekday-ish, and it's like a weekday activity. We're going to come to that now. Now, v'imhoyu yadav. So there's a lot what they say over there. So they say, what if you have a special utensil you only use on Shabbos to scrape off your back? Then it would appear to be allowed. It would see because it doesn't look like a weekday activity. However, it's not clear if the Rambam would agree with that. Okay, anyway, I don't think anybody's doing that. But now, what if your hands were filled with excrement?
Or mud.
Or with mud. And you fell in the mud. We have mud on your body all day long? No, go raid Kidarko. Then you could scrape it off in a normal way because you're trying to clean yourself. That's not a weekday activity. That's just, you have to clean yourself. Ain't a question of the control. Now, sochin, you may anoint umaforchin and peel off scabs of dead skin. You could take off la'odam la'oinik. For a person, you could do that if it is for his pleasure. Okay? Obviously with no bleeding issues.
Yes.
Okay, but I guess there's our scabs
are
that are...
Old scabs
that are healed.
Not fresh scabs.
So then I guess if you take off the scab...
An old scab.
It's not going to do anything to you, and that's a pleasure. Avalola behem, but you can't do it to Bessie. Can't do it to your cow. Okay. Why? Because you can't make effort for your animal's pleasure. Mm. It's a pleasure for people, not for your animals. In other words, you can't do work that isn't in the Shabbos spirit. So to give you pleasure, it's one thing. But you see, we can't give animals pain, but there's no mitzvah to give them pleasure. It's a very important rule we're learning over here. You can't purposely kick an animal just to make
it. So there's Tzar Balachayim and there's
You can't give him pain. But it's not our job. Not to say you can't, not to say you're not allowed to give the animal pleasure, but you can't do it on Shabbos.
You can't.
Because that's not a purposeful activity. I don't know if that gives them einig. I don't know if that gives them einig. That you could do, because I think it gives you einig. I don't think it gives them einig. But if you're doing something that's specifically, now again, if they're in pain, you're not allowed to let them suffer on Shabbos.
Yeah, right.
But if it's something that makes them feel good, that already, Shabbos is meant for better things than that. So I can't do that to make the scrape off the dried off scabs off an animal to give him pleasure. No. But you look at the next line though. But if it's the kind of scabs that he has pain by having them, if the animal has pain by that mutar, then you're permitted to take them off because tsar bal chayim, you do that. And therefore mutar lahasir tsara besichu peruch. You can remove off the painful scab by anointing or by scraping and peeling it off.
Anointing. Wow, okay.
Now, Behema shachla karshin and harbe. What if your animal ate a lot of beans?
Oh, no.
Don't stay
That's
in the house.
That's good for the heart. That's good for
Leave
the
house.
Put it out. See, had a bad heart.
And Rashi says, because it does that, it has a bit of a stomach ache.
Oh, boy.
And the only way he could heal the stomach ache is to let him run around a little bit. So, Maritzin also b'chatzar b'shkil t'yishitish rapa. You can cause it to run through the yard, so that will be healed. Okay. Now, the reason why you don't have to worry, why can you let it's a medicinal thing? Because there's no medical thing to do. There's no medications to take. Remember, you can do things that will help medicinally if there's no concern for medications or if there's not other issues. And there's here, what's the problem? You're letting him run. So what's wrong with running? It's healing it. It's healing it, but what are you going to do? Instead of running, you're going to give it a shot or something? No, that's not going to help.
No,
so there's no way that you'd squeeze with a mortar and pestle to make the medications. Yep. What if it turns red? In other words, it's very red. So mamidim also b'mayim, it could be it's hot. Also, you put them in the water. Because it was running so much, right? So to cool it off, you don't have to worry about pounding the spices, because that, and look what he says, he gives a good svara. You don't have to worry about by animals, because by people, you're very worried. You know, a person's sick, you'll do things you shouldn't do. And you might come to take medications. But an animal, you're not that over anxious about an animal. Animals have things, so let them cool off in water. If not, okay, it's not the end of the world, and after Shabbos, we'll deal with it. So we're not so worried about making medications for animals. If a person's suffering, we figure if you're doing one thing, it could lead you to another thing. You may make medications.
Okay,
but an animal, you're not going to go and use a mortar and pestle for a cow on Shabbos. No, we'll wait till after Shabbos. What do I care? The animal's in a little bit of suffering. I'm not causing it pain. So, okay, it's going to be a little better, so we'll wait till after Shabbos.
So the contrast of why you wouldn't let a person go into water when you let an animal is because if that didn't work with the person, then
he'd use a medication, then he could squeeze, smash with a mortar and pestle.
Okay.
Now, an interesting halacha for bulimics. Lamed Aleph. Ein mekin es ha'oichel b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to vomit food on Shabbos.
Cause yourself. Because you can if you have to.
You can't, you can't cause yourself. Very good. You cannot cause yourself to vomit on Shabbos. Now let's understand what the case is. But man, farmer, when can you not do that besam? If you take, I guess, syrup of Epicac, you force yourself to vomit with a medication. Why? Because shema yishrek samani. You may grind some other spices to do that, because that's like you're using it in a medicational form to get you to vomit. But the good old-fashioned method of put your finger into your mouth and to vomit, mutar, you're allowed to do it from a halachic point of view.
But it's not good
We're not talking about from a health point of view. It's not a good thing to do. Maybe once in a while.
You really don't
feel well.
I don't care.
We're not talking about
if you swallowed poison.
That's different. Right. But even that's then,
what if you feel like say really, it's better to take really charcoal, bad, and you know you're going to vomit soon, but you feel, let me do it while I'm awake, and I do it right into the clean job, you know? Like, you know, you've drunk a lot, and you know you're sick, and you know you're going to sick, just give it the once brew, and you're finished, and you're putter for the night.
I think Dr. Levin thinks it's only meant to go in one direction.
Right? Okay. Not good.
I'm not in favor of this.
Okay, I hear. So anyway,
You remember the example you used to tell us about the guy that ate 40 chocolate bars and he's in real pain now? Doctor, what can I do? He says, you know what? You're just going to have to grin and bear the consequence of your actions.
Okay. So anyway, Glagabe, Hilchas Shabbos, it's mutter, but as Hilchas doctor, it's not a good idea. Okay. V'osar li, now here's an interesting case. V'osar litcho kreso shaltino kedei lahotzei reishol. You can't press the belly of a child in order that he can excrete. Okay, again, I don't know about that. I guess.
Well, you had a lot. You had 9 kids there.
I never did that.
Oh.
But I guess it's some kind of a massage or something where you get the intestines and your. It's kind of, so I guess you push in.
Get the movements going.
It'll get it going. So you can't do that on Shabbos. Why? Because if it doesn't work, Shema Yavul Ashkos or someone in Mashalshim, then you will give him. Can I say now?
Laxative.
Laxative. Okay, not diuretic. Laxative.
You can burp your child.
Now, you can burp a child for sure. That's healthy. That's healthy. But you can't do any of the other things. Umutar lichbos kos ala tabor b'shabbos kelo. I can translate it, but I don't know why a guy would do this. You can put a cup on the kid's belly in order to make it go higher.
Well, that's cupping.
Putting a cup, right? I said put a cup on it.
I know it's cupping. It's
but I don't know.
I don't think we're using.
No, he has a stomach ache, and it's supposed to heal his stomach ache.
Cupping is an old.
So I have no
that's
idea.
That's not a little out of favor, though. Hot water, right?
It wasn't written down.
What do? You put a hot cup of water over the belly.
The cup is warm, so the air inside it is hot. And you put it on the belly, and then the air contracts, and the cup sticks. It's
how do you make sure the water doesn't spill?
No, you take the water out, Rabbi. There's no water in the cup.
Oh,
and it's a hot cup. The cup is hot, but it's not hot to scald the baby or anything. It's a warm cup, so the air is warm. Once you put it on the baby, then the air contracts inside once it cools off, and then it's like a suction that cups up the skin.
So the skin goes up.
Yeah, and
so I guess it alleviates whatever stress is going on inside. Whatever. Okay. Fine. So you can't do that. You're allowed to put a neck brace on. Oh, I'm sorry. You can. I'm sorry. You can. You can do that. Okay. You can. I'm sorry. And also, you're allowed to put on a neck brace. Ulelapev. Lelapev means to tie some garments around. When a baby is delivered, sometimes the joints get kind of out of joint, as it were. So you
dislocated.
Yeah. So you tie up the joints, the bones, in a way so it's nice and strong.
They
so they'll,
call it
they'll
a hip girdle.
Whatever. So they'll grow properly. They'll be set in a way to grow
so
properly.
So you're talking about dislocated hips? Or
something like that. A dislocated hip. I guess when baby gets delivered, it could be dislocated. I don't know.
Sublux. Usually a sublux.
Whatever. So you can do that. Ulahalos is naim, and you can also pick up a kid's ears. He has droopy ears. Pick them up. Bain bayad, bain bakeli.
Not with your hands, you know.
With your hand or with a utensil.
Yeah, but you don't pick them up with your
hands. It says, bain bayad.
I know, but picking them up means you can raise them up. You don't pick them up off the floor.
That's what I meant, the ears. I meant the ears.
Just pick up the ears, not the baby.
Ulahalos and coli.
I don't want anybody on the table.
And you can raise, cartilage upwards by the chest. I don't know what that is. Upper cartilage by the chest. I don't know what that is. All these things, none of these do any medicines. It's all more manipulations.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing you could say. You can do manipulation. I remember one time Chaya, when she was little, about 3 years old, her hand was just limp.
Yeah.
It was like, we never saw that before.
Dislocated her elbow. You never seen that?
I never had that before. It's like,
it's one of the most common injuries in pediatrics.
Well, it all happened once with 9 kids.
Okay, yeah. So you didn't have common stuff.
So we went to one, that was Friday night. Of course it's Friday night. Right?
Oh,
so we went to Dr. Fink.
Who's Dr.
Fink? Alan Fink. Went to Dr. Alan Fink.
Okay,
and he just went wink.
It's quick and it goes back in. It's an easy.
So that you can do on Shabbos. There's no medications for that.
I've done it a lot on Shabbos. I remember all the neighbors.
Now we know. Okay, I think this was before you were in Toronto.
Yeah, this is definitely.
I was like 3-4 years old.
Oh no, that was way before.
So anyway, so all these things you could do because you don't have to worry if it doesn't work. You're going to give him medication. There's nothing to medicate here. Right? There's a lot of pain, so because of the pain, we would be lenient. So let's look at a few of these interesting halachas that we have here that relate to this. Now remember, the main idea is, if there's 3 types of sicknesses, remember, if you have a sickness, a life-threatening sickness, you can do anything. It's a biblical thing, it's not a problem. Then we're talking about things that are not life-threatening, but it renders you that your whole body hurts, you have to go to bed. So that, you know, you can do rabbinical things, or you can have a non-Jew do things. But the ones we've been talking about mainly here are the things that don't lay you up in bed, but it's just aches and pains and things like that, which you're trying to get out of that. So that you cannot take medication. So they give a bunch of examples here. You can't take Tylenol to relieve a minor headache. Okay? So I guess if you have a migraine, that knocks you out. So if you're getting a headache already, you might as well get a migraine, you know, so if you wanted to take medication. Better probably not the migraine.
But you have to wait till it's come on completely.
Well, so we'll see. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Now, you can gargle with salt water. You may not gargle with salt water to relieve the pain of a sore throat, as we learned in the Rambam, because that was obvious for that. And you can't put ointments on a sore to relieve the pain. Now, if you have minor heartburn, you cannot take an antacid to relieve the pain if it's a minor heartburn. If it's a major heartburn, I don't know. Tums is already like a lot of times. Tums, I don't know. Because Tums is also a calcium
supplement. Sure.
And a lot of times people take that all the time.
Yeah.
They just pop them in like candy. And it is a supplement, right?
Yeah.
Just calcium, a healthy person.
Sure can. And it calcium
some. It tastes good.
It tastes great.
The ones in the States have a Hechsher. Right.
Have an OU. Ones in the States.
And the ones in Canada don't.
Do not.
So again, if there's no, I don't know, are there any of those medications that are Canadian kosher? Those types of, I don't think so. Anyway, so, okay. If you have a congested nose, you can't take an inhaler to relieve the congestion. Now, you can't use tranquilizers
for
mild conditions.
If you have a chronic condition that you use nasal sprays,
then you need.
Then 100%. That's different. Let's say you have allergic rhinitis or hay fever, and you're given a nose spray that you have to use once or twice a day, then that's...
That's different. That's a continuous basis. Right. Okay. Not only taking medication is not allowed on Shabbos, but doing things for healing is also prohibited in many cases, unless it can't be did with any other, you couldn't use medications, and the relief comes without medications. So guess what? He gives an example. If a baby is mildly constipated, you can't massage the baby's stomach to relieve the constipation. What he says, you can't. That's right. That's what he said. You can't
do it.
Because sometimes medication will be used if that doesn't work. However, what if they get stung by a bee or a bump? You compress it with a cold blade or a knife. You press it in to prevent the swelling because you don't usually take medication for that. Right. So you'd be allowed to do that.
What's the stuff you give if someone gets a bad sting?
Well, you can give antihistamines.
I thought the Israeli solution is you cut a grape and put it on top of this thing.
Cut
a grape and put it on. It's supposed to work like a charm.
But there is a medication, though. That's why I'm questioning.
But here we're just pushing the swelling. It's a question of swelling.
But if it doesn't go down, then aren't you going to then take the Benadryl?
Be better as a cold compress. More like, use a cold compress on that. Would be very good.
But that's what I'm saying.
I hear his question.
No, you'd use that if it gets swollen. If it starts getting swelling, that means you're getting an allergic reaction.
I guess then if there's swelling and then there's an allergic reaction.
And maybe
so allergic reaction, that's already Sakonis Nefesh. Could be Sakonis Nefesh, you have to take that.
Then you take the
Okay, now here's an interesting. What about medications which have to be mixed into food? And if you mix them into food before the Shabbos, then you could take it on Shabbos.
Because it looks like eating.
Because it looks like eating. You have a headache. If you could mix aspirin into juice before Shabbos and then drink the juice.
What is it, Alka-Seltzer? What used to be for the...
Alka-Seltzer.
Not Alka-Seltzer. What used to be for the headache that they used to mix into the fluid?
Alka-Seltzer? No, I don't remember.
Remember they used to have...
It's not with brain power.
And how about the gum? Wasn't there a gum that was for headaches? Aspirin gum.
You could probably.
Could you do that?
Again, it looks like you're chewing. If it didn't work, though, would you use a regular medication?
Yeah.
That could be the problem. Now, that's good. Now, here's a good one to know. You could take medication on Shabbos if you're not ill, but you're taking order not to become ill. So let's say you're developing, you want to prevent yourself from developing a headache. It's just starting.
Prophylaxis.
Just starting. So I'm going to take some Tylenol now before the headache comes.
Nip it in the bud.
Or let's say sometimes you just begin to feel, I think I'm beginning to feel a flu. Yeah. And you take a couple Advils right away, it keeps you good and strong, and you just don't dip into that flu zone. Right. You know what I'm talking about? For those of us who play with pain, right? So you just, it's just coming on, like right away. Take two Advils right away.
Yeah.
Or what did that, what's Don Cherry's favorite?
Oh, you took cold effects.
Cold effects. Could be the same thing. You're not yet sick, right? Yeah. You want to stop from being sick. So you're not really sick, so that you're allowed to do this. Or similarly, you can apply oil to your hands to prevent them from becoming chapped.
How would people know that you're not sick? You don't have a headache when
they
you
don't, we don't care what they know. It's what is the reality.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Morisian doesn't matter.
First of all, you don't have to do it in public. So that's why you got to take it in front of everybody. Go to the bathroom and take it there. Okay. Now, we mentioned you could eat items that a healthy person would eat, even if you're only eating for medicinal purposes. So if a person has diarrhea, you could eat bananas.
Yeah.
Right? Even though he's planning just for his relief, but you could eat the bananas. Yeah. If you got a sore throat, you could suck on a candy to relieve the pain. Because candies are food that even healthy people eat. You could mix honey into tea.
Was a throat lozenge, though,
Sore throat lozenges are prohibited since they are normally not eaten by healthy people.
There you go.
I guess the very strong medicated ones.
Right.
But some of the good flavor ones, a lot of people
those
like.
Smith Black.
Again, I guess.
Smith Brothers,
you took all the time. You just love taking them.
A little box.
I would say the strong eucalyptus, heavy, you know.
Buckley's.
Healthy people would not take that. So you couldn't do that.
You wouldn't take them.
Now listen to this. If you're very nervous, you can drink alcoholic beverages, even though your whole intention is for the tranquilizing effects.
Wow.
You can get a little L'chaim. You can, because it's no different than anybody else taking a L'chaim.
Sure.
Now, you can also do things which don't actually heal on Shabbos, but they protect one from pain. So, for example, you have an earache, you can stuff cotton in your ear. If someone gets cut, he could put on a bandage to protect it. It's not healing it.
Right.
It's protecting it. If someone sprains his arm, he could put his arm in a sling hold it up.
It's protecting it. Well, yeah.
You can take your temperature to see if you're ill, but not with an electronic thermometer, the good old-fashioned thermometer.
So you can do that? That's not measurement?
But to protect yourself from pain,
so you can't do that.
You could do that. Huh? Okay. So now, normally applying medicine to a sore is prohibited, but if you can apply an ointment which healthy people generally put on and would apply to a sore. So let's say you can put a baby oil on an irritated baby's skin, because it's normal to put baby oil on a baby even when he is healthy. Okay, now we'll another minute. Yeah, I got another 2 minutes. So the prohibition of not taking medicine applies only if you take the medicine for the purpose of refuah. For healing. But a lot of drugs are not considered refuah, and therefore they can be taken on Shabbos, but there are certain drugs which even a healthy person is not permitted to take. So you have to know, and I'm going
to
go through a whole list of these now.
So
according to many poskim, even if someone is healthy, but is physically weak, he can't do things or take medications to strengthen himself, and you may not have a massage to strengthen yourself. Okay, so if it's dislocated, you can relocate it. But the massage yourself, that you can't do. Now, what about vitamins? So a healthy person who wants to take vitamins in order to stay strong or to prevent himself from getting sick, you're permitted to take them on Shabbos because the objective is not to heal.
Right.
The objective is to stay strong.
Maintenance.
But if you have a weakness, you're feeling weak, and you want the vitamins to strengthen yourself, then you couldn't take them on Shabbos.
That's important.
Now, what about sleeping pills? You can take a sleeping pill on Shabbos.
Why would you want to sleep on Shabbos?
Friday night.
So sleeping pills are permitted for someone who cannot fall asleep and is in great distress.
Yeah, there you go.
Because then it's taking away his old oinik shambas from that. Now, we mentioned bad breath. You can gargle with mouthwash to remove bad breath, because that's not considered a sickness. Okay? A chasen can gargle raw eggs in order to make his voice sound sweet, because that's not considered a refuah. That's just to make the voice sweet. And this one, a person who's drunk...
Yeah.
Okay. A drunken person cannot use medication to sober himself if the chosen medication has some medical uses too. But non-medicinal methods are permitted because intoxication is not considered an illness. So I don't know. Are there any medications you could take for illness? For intoxication? I don't know. right? Okay, but you can certainly, and deodorants are certainly allowed. Okay, there's a few more halachos, and we'll
spray.
Leave that, spray. And we'll leave the rest for tomorrow. And Mirza Shem, we will try, and I think succeed in finishing the parak tomorrow, which will be very good. I think we're going to take a little break.
You know what I do when, for a hangover?
After tomorrow. I'll see, after final one.
Now,
so to the best that I could see, they had no bars left.
But you